The plan's sponsor, Delegate Bill Janis, said all of Virginia's congressmen provided input for new districts that reflected recent voter decisions.
They're based on the core of the existing congressional districts with the minimum amount of change or disruption necessary, consistent with the need to either expand or contract the territory of the districts based on whether they lost population, gained population, or gained population at a rate that was less than they needed in order to meet the 727,365 benchmark.
Janis added that federal law permits no population deviations and no regression in the 3rd District, which would increase its African-American majority. But Delegate Kenneth Alexander said that proportion was too large, and decreasing it could make the 4th a minority-influenced district.
If the 4th is a minority-influenced district, then you give the voters in the 4th an opportunity to vote for their candidate of choice.
The plan also stretches the 5th district, which had lost population, from the south side to Fauquier County, making it larger than 5 states. Reporting from Richmond, I'm Anne Marie Morgan.